Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You may have heard on the news that Iceland has eliminated Down syndrome. Sounds interesting, but what you may not have heard is that they've eliminated children with Down's syndrome. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a CBS News article picked up by others across the country and even no doubt around the world indicated that few countries have come as close to eradicating Down syndrome births as Iceland. Well, it turns out that Iceland has not eliminated Down syndrome, they've eliminated children with Down syndrome. Matt, this is eugenics. This is the Darwinian social agenda, social Darwinianism that is fueled by the evolutionary concept, survival of the fittest races. The weak ultimately succumb to the strong. These individuals that have Down syndrome just are simply eliminated because they're not beneficial in the minds of some of the people making these decisions. This is a tragedy, and we should be outraged by it.
Well, it's genocide. And what strikes me about CBS's title, it sounds like the Nazi propaganda minister himself, Joseph Goebbels, wrote it to say that they've eradicated Down syndrome, when what they're doing is eradicating people with Down syndrome. It's like saying that the Nazis have come closer than anyone else to eradicating Judaism. Well, no. How did they eradicate Judaism? By eradicating Jews. How have they eradicated Down syndrome? By eradicating children with Down syndrome through abortion homicide and abortion genocide. And what is chilling here is to read this and CBS, and they're touting it as a positive story for other countries to look to follow suit. It's uncanny.
Look, I understand, you know, from a parent's standpoint, because we actually have had this happen in our family of people who work at Liberty Counsel, where one of the longtime individuals that worked with me, her daughter and husband, gave birth to a child with Down syndrome. And I understand the disconcerting situation that happens with a mother and a father when they first go to the doctor's office and the doctor tells them that your child has or may have Down syndrome, and you're going to have to deal with that as a parent. Every parent wants to have their children to be quote-unquote perfect.
Right.
No abnormalities, nothing of a problem that happens. And so they go through this time of stress and turmoil and wondering how it's going to change and affect their lives. And fortunately, in the case of this family that we've known for many years, they chose life. Now, as a result of choosing life, they gave birth to a child. One of their children has Down syndrome. However, that child has brought so much incredible joy to the mother and father, and to the grandmother and grandfather and those that know this child. In fact, there's a study that says 99%, which is almost a perfect 100%. You can never get 100% of anything. 99% of people that have Down syndrome say that they are happy with their lives, while 97% say they like who they are. In addition, 99% of parents say they loved their child with Down syndrome, and 97% were very proud of them. 96% of siblings indicated that they had affection towards their sibling with Down syndrome, while 94% of older siblings expressed a feeling of pride. You know, I can't imagine having those kinds of numbers outside of a child that has Down syndrome. Obviously, parents and siblings, they always have certain issues with, you know, a member or so that's in their family. These are astonishing high numbers. God created all of us in His image. And even these children, especially these children with Down syndrome, the constant refrain and response that you receive from parents, grandparents, family members, siblings, where there's a Down syndrome child in that family is how incredibly thankful and loving they are and how much it has transformed the family for good.
You know, I've experienced that too. If you've ever been around, you know, someone with Down syndrome, whether it's a child or an adult, and they are just, you know, I know one particular woman, she's much older now, but to watch her, and she just loves Jesus, and she just loves people, and she just loves life, and she's such a blessing to be around and so loving. But regardless of that, she and all others are created in the image of God. They are created by God, and we have no right to murder them. We have no right to kill them. You know, it reminds me of Margaret Sanger and why she started Planned Parenthood was to eradicate different races and different health issues, and including Down syndrome.
You know, in this article that I'm reading right now in front of me, it says, you know, how in the world did the medical profession there in Iceland get convinced and the populace get convinced that they should abort these children with Down syndrome? According to what I have seen, nearly 100% of the families are aborting their children with Down syndrome. So this has been a propaganda machine with the medical profession going into the popular culture. One individual, her name is Helga Sol, office daughter, if that's the way to pronounce her name. She's an Icelandic hospital worker, and she said this, quote, "We ended a possible life that may have had a huge complication, preventing suffering for the child and for the family."
No.
I mean, this is eugenics at its worst, Matt, where individuals are targeted because they have what they are referring to as something with which they will suffer and have a huge complication, Down syndrome.
Let's call it what it is. I mean, it is evil. It is so evil. It is genocide. And, you know, my eighth grade daughter, she doesn't have a dog in any of these political hunts or anything. She just came to me just yesterday, in fact. She made a new friend at school, where they're at a new school here in Colorado Springs making new friends. And there's a young man there that she goes to school with, an eighth grade boy, who has high-functioning Down syndrome. And she was just raving about how sweet and kind. And she said, "Dad, he doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He's like the sweetest person I've ever seen. He hugs everybody. He's just compliments everybody. Everything is positive." And she said, people just love having him around, that he's like a bright spot in the day in the room. He just lightens up the room. And to read this article and to hear that they're snuffing out precious lives like that intentionally to prevent suffering of this child, this eighth grade boy, you know, what about the Special Olympics? You watch the Special Olympics, you see a number of these competitive athletes competing, and it's inspiring to watch them push through adversity and achieve these high levels of competition, and it's just so sad, and it is evil.
But guys, you know, this is not just Iceland. I mean, France, there's a 77% termination rate of the babies that have Down syndrome. In the United States, it's 67%.
67%,
yeah.
Here in the U.S.?
Yes.
So we've bought into the propaganda.
Absolutely.
As well. So yeah, as we're looking at Iceland, as bad as it is, we've got a problem here in our own backyard. You know, just a quick YouTube search for Down syndrome will pull up some of these kinds of topics of videos, and I'll just read them off. These are the topics. Teen with Down syndrome makes big impact at part-time job. Mm. Restaurant owner Tim Harris: "I have Down syndrome. I am awesome." Man with Down syndrome celebrates 25 years on job. Mm. McDonald's employee with Down syndrome retires after 32 years. "He's just such a lovely man. Oldest person with Down syndrome celebrates 77th birthday."
Aww.
"Girl tells the world that Down syndrome is not scary."
We have a lot to learn from them, don't we?
We have a lot to learn, that every life is precious, is created in the image of God. You know, oftentimes I've been with people who have what society would call a disability. We had one at the law school, Matt. She was in a wheelchair. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She's now a partner in a law firm. mother was advised, abort her. She graduated with a mathematics degree, an undergraduate, and came to law school. Amazing woman who would literally brighten up the room. People looking on her might say, well, she's got a disability. Well, you know who has the disability? Those of us who can't see.
Right.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Join Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.